Brandon, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Aaron.
We're getting started here in 2013, and as we look forward, the Knoxville Recreation Center is also looking forward. Recently approved was a request for qualifications, an RFQ, as you guys are looking at doing a facilities assessment. Talk a little bit about what that all entails.
Well, what we're doing here, Aaron, is we're trying to see what our present needs are and also plan for the future. We had put out a request for qualifications here a couple months ago. Basically what that is just to see if the firms are actually qualified to do the work. They kind of give us their background, their history, their project management experience, and their track record of, you know, estimates and actual costs and so forth like that. So with that, what we're trying to accomplish is, what do we need here? We know, you know, I'm here every day. You know, we know that we have a need for more space, but what exactly do we need for space? I know people have already asked me, you know, why are we going to pay a firm to come in here and say, you know, hey, we need a bigger weight room, we need a bigger cardio room. They're the experts in that sense. You know, we can give them all the information of, you know, here's our attendance, this is what our membership is, this is what we think our needs are, and they're going to kind of come in there and assess the facility and also get some good public input here. They're going to hold two public input sessions, which will give the public a chance to let their voice be heard, I guess, as you can say, and then just kind of give their input of, you know, hey, I'd like to see a fitness room, or I would like to see, you know, this piece of weight equipment in the, you know, the weight room, or, you know, I'd like to see another half gym. So we're looking to them to kind of basically facilitate this whole process, give us some idea financially what we'd probably be up against, you know, if we would be fortunate enough to expand, you know, with just my staff and I sitting here going, you know, yeah, we want this, and this. You know, we have to get some type of estimate of what that would actually entail. And they're going to look at operations too. I mean, they're going to say, hey, you know, you're utilizing your gym schedule great, or, you know, you could fit this in here, or you can make this change. But for the most part, I think they rely on us for that. They believe we're the experts on that side. They're the experts on, you know, this is what you'd need square footage wise and to handle all that. So.
And between you and the firm that you choose, you can pick up trends that may be coming in the future too, something that may not necessarily be as popular now, but they can see, you know, it's growing in other areas and you guys might be able to pick up on that.
Yeah, the firm that we have gone with here, we made a recommendation to City Council here in December. They've given us permission to enter in contract negotiations with SVPA Architects out of Des Moines. They've got a great track record. You know, they've done, you know, a lot of university facilities, a lot of city facilities also, but, you know, they're on top of that, as am I. I mean, I keep track of that stuff, and, you know, Trish does a great job with keeping up on the greatest, you know, latest and greatest fitness stuff. So, but also, you know, we do keep track of, you know, what's coming in the future, but they are the experts at it. I mean, that's their job, to come in there and basically assess your facility and say, this is what you could do to maybe make some more money here or cut some expenses there. So they'll be a great tool to have as their input. So.
And just as a reminder too, this doesn't set anything in stone. It's just kind of an outline of what you could possibly look at in expenses, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not like we're going to be moving forward and bonding for this tomorrow or raising money tomorrow, but we're just going to get an idea, just hopefully get some ideas of what we could potentially do here to the facility. They'll even look at some maintenance stuff and just say, hey, you know what, you might need to seal your building on the outside, or, you know, these windows need replaced. Just little things like that we probably see, but it's nice to also have an outside firm that is so-called the expert in that to kind of give us some input. But yeah, it's an exciting time. I mean, I feel like it's the next step forward in offering the best opportunities for recreational wellness here in Knoxville to everybody. So.
And in 2012, what stuck out to you? I think your financial reports said you guys are more self-sufficient here, and you guys continue to offer more classes and all sorts of different opportunities.
Yeah, we had a pretty good calendar year there. Financially, you know, we're always striving to make good changes, you know, to add revenue and decrease our expenses, and we've done that. So it's a tough business to be in, but, you know, we're an amenity to the city. You know, there's people saying, well, why can't you guys be 100% self-supporting? You know, we're a service to the community. You know, I mean, that's not the business we're in. We're not a YMCA that, you know, can raise the fees. You know, we're affordable. We want to be accessible to everybody in every financial demographic. So I feel like we do a pretty good job of offering a variety of stuff to meet the community's needs. But we're always looking to, you know, make improvements, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
And so looking back at 2012, I know the grounds project kind of got underway, had a little bit of a drought issue there. Also, some new equipment came in and that sort of thing. What stood out to you overall?
Well, if you haven't been by the facility here in the past year or so, we have extended our parking lot here, which has been very accommodating to our program needs, facility needs, and so forth. We had a multi-purpose athletic fields here. We kind of had a rough time there with Mother Nature, but hopefully we can get some more seed on them here come spring and maybe be fortunate enough to play in, on them in fall 2013. Added some equipment to the weight room here, which has been a hit, a new leg press and a functional trainer. We've done some upgrades to our cardio room here too. So yeah, we're always adding new classes and new events and programs and stuff. And, you know, it takes the community's support, so we appreciate that, the people that patronize us. And, you know, if you haven't checked us out in a while, you know, I think you'd be pleased if you haven't been here in a while. And, you know, we're always looking to improve. So
something I'm kind of curious about, I see a lot of parties in here all the time, a lot of rentals. Have you seen those increase in over the past couple of years?
Yeah, I got a stack on my desk right now, which is a good problem. So just, you know, I just got to find the staff to accommodate those rentals. But we offer after-hours rentals. It has to be a half hour after we close. You can rent the whole facility. You can rent just the pool. You can rent just the gym. So those are pretty popular with church groups and birthday parties and events like that. So yeah, for our fees and stuff, you know, you can call the recreation center, but it's kind of a hidden thing. I mean, we promote it, but I think people are sometimes surprised when they say, oh, you rent your facility out. So I believe it's a cheap way to have a good entertainment here, and you get the facility to yourself. So I mean, you know, it's a pretty neat deal. So
all right, what else would you like to add today, Brandon?
Well, I just wish everybody a happy new year. If you are looking for a place to get fit this winter, we're the place here. I believe that we have the best facility in the area here, and you know, we're more than happy to sit down with you and, you know, figure out what your fitness and wellness goals are, and we'd be happy to have you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Brandon.
Yep. Thanks, Aaron.